What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
Outspoken, informative,
the Jaguar Journal.
Your source for the latest information on Southern University sports and SWAC athletics.
A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
All right, everybody, bright and early on a Saturday morning. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. I am Perry White as we get the show rocking and rolling today. Want to say good morning to everybody listening to us on Talk 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge Capital City area and everybody listening and watching across, no matter what the airwaves or what device you're watching on Facebook, on YouTube, on X, on Twitch TV. Good morning. Glad to have you guys with us. Today's show is going to be simply dedicated to my man, Roger Kadar. Of course, the news of his passing this week came out. And today's show is just basically going to be nothing but guests. And I'm just letting everybody know. So if you want to stick around, you can stick around and honoring and listening to who Coach Kadar was, who the lives that he impacted, what he did for Southern, and everything else. That's what today's show is dedicated. And everybody knows when it comes to Roger Kadar, that was my guy. I had an opportunity on the back end, on the opposite end of his career, of spending a lot of time with him, a lot of time. And even up into right before his passing, we had just talked days before. And he's one of those people where, you know, we talked anytime. Didn't matter the time, the date, the hour. And so there's a lot to the story of who he was. And that's what I'm going to include in today's show of people whose lives were impacted, people who had an opportunity to interact with him, people who had an opportunity to play for him. I think who he was for Southern University from all the stories. And now one thing, nobody can tell a story like the great Roger Kadar. Nobody. Even if for the people that's watching on the live today, I got my Roger Kadar Show shirt on and this hat. He brought me this hat from Columbia. And he often told me stories about Southern. He often told me stories about players. He often told me stories just about life. And everything that he told me always had a meaningful story behind it. And for 33 years, coaching at Southern baseball, And for a lot of people, they didn't know that he coached basketball as an assistant on Southern's campus as well. He was a two-sport athlete at Southern University during his time there. Played basketball and baseball from right across the river, up the river in New Rose, Louisiana. You know. So I'm going to dedicate today's show because he was somebody for me who I had an opportunity to spend a lot of time with, get a lot of knowledge, and most importantly, a lot of history. You're talking about a walking history book, especially when it came to Southern University. He could tell you about coaches, players, administrators. He could tell you about all type of stuff. And for that, I'll forever be grateful. I'm glad I had an opportunity to spend enough time with him all week since this is passing. I've been putting videos out there in terms of social media because I have about 3 years of archives of us doing the Chopping It Up with Roger Kadar show, which played on television here on Pelican broadcast across the state of Louisiana. And so now it's time for me to give you guys those stories if you did not know of those wonderful, wonderful stories about Southern's history, about the baseball history, and about all types of stories that he was able to share. And that's what we're going to do today with multiple guests throughout the show today. Tell their perspectives, how he impacted their lives, what he meant. And everybody has their own stories. And I know in life, everybody does not like you. Just as many people that you think do like you, there's some people that don't like you. And I understand that. So let's get ready to take a break. And our first break, and when we come back on this side, I'll continue more of the conversation talking about Coach Kadar, his impact to not only Southern, but to HBCUs. And not only that, to the community of Baton Rouge, which embraced him a whole hell of a lot. From didn't matter what side of the town you lived or the city, you went places people knew who Roger Kadar was. So let's get ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue more of the Jaguar Journal, okay? All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning. Glad to have you guys with us. Good morning to everybody listening on Talk 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge capital city area and everybody watching across the world on our lives all over the place. Glad to have you guys with us as well. Good morning. As you know, today's show, I'm dedicating the full 2 hours. I'm letting you know if you want to stick around and hang out with me today, hey, more than welcome to, because we're going to dedicate today's show to my man, the great, the legend himself, Roger Kadar, and just talk about his impact of not only at Southern University, but to HBCU sports. Remember, going back into the late 80s, Southern University baseball became the first HBCU baseball team to go into a regional and win a regional with Coach Kadar and that team, legendary team, beat number one Cal State Fullerton. It was the first time an HBCU had done such a thing. Now, Southern has a long storied history when it comes to its baseball program. And I think when you look at Coach Kadar's era as the head coach, it really enhanced, especially when you look at the 90s. 14 SWAC championships, 913 wins, and 11 coach of the years. And I think when you look at the impact, especially when bringing in a guy like Ricky Weeks, and I tell people consistently, when you think about Ricky Weeks, let's put it in football terms because that's always easier for people to understand. We all know the Heisman Trophy, right? Jaden Daniels won the Heisman Trophy at LSU. Joe Burrow won the Heisman Trophy at LSU. And you see how big that is for someone to win the highest award of collegiate sports, of whatever sport that is. I always want to put it to context of what it was, what Ricky Weeks did for Southern University in winning the Golden Spikes Award, which is the Heisman Trophy, in layman's terms for you guys, of college baseball. And what he was able to do to bring that to Southern. And Coach Kadar and what he was able to do to not only recruit him and countless other players and send them to Major League Baseball. One of the things that he always talked to me about was impacting young people's lives, not only on the diamond, but away from it. Going into tough neighborhoods in Detroit, Chicago, St. Louis, Milwaukee, all over the country and finding diamonds in the rough. Young men who he knew needed opportunities and going into those places and giving those young men opportunities, bringing them to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, creating it to be a home for them, a home away from home in terms of the environment in which they may have grown up, and bringing them here to play baseball and to get an education. That education to transform their lives, for Southern to have a lasting impact, and for them to mature from boys to men by the time they left Southern University. And for many, they went on into careers. For others, they became professionals on the big scale in MLB. He talked about not only players, but scouts. Guys being umpires. Guys going on to be coaches themselves. That's the impact. For over 30 years. 6 Hall of Fames. I told him all the time, I don't know anybody who's in more Hall of Fames than you. And you tell me, but just to know them, right? To be in that many Hall of Fames. The last one was the College Baseball Hall of Fame, in which Coach Kadar and Ricky Weeks both went into Hall of Fame together. One of the few times both player and coach made it into the College Baseball Hall of Fame together. Which is absolutely amazing. Coach Kadar, of course, played baseball at Southern, was a standout, played basketball at Southern. He made it to play on the professional side for a little while with the Atlanta Braves organization, in which he became great friends with Dusty Baker, who, of course, was the manager for the Houston Astros, recently just won a World Series. And you're talking about someone who can work a room and go network and talk with anybody with his unique voice, his tall stature, and his way to command a room. That's who Roger Kadar was. Not only that, getting Southern University baseball facilities. Many know in the early years, Southern did not have a baseball stadium. As Coach Kadar told me, in those early years, they were playing at Pete Goseby, right there next to Memorial in the bend on 110. And he went out to try to find ways to get Southern baseball a stadium. And at that time, he said there were a lot of people in terms of administration and on the campus of Southern that did not see the value in baseball and why investing that into baseball at that time. What was that going to do? But over time, he never stopped. He knocked on doors, he made phone calls, which ultimately created who he was amongst the Baton Rouge business community, both white and black. In which the lore of Roger Kadar really started to grow because the community started to know who he was. And once the community started to know who he was, they started to see what it was he was building. And as he built it, he sent players to Major League Baseball. He brought championships to Southern, and he opened doors for the university in terms of the baseball program to the business community of Baton Rouge. As you can recall, in those days, if you went to Lee Hines Field, baseball field, so coming over that hump, and you looked out there in that outfield and you looked across that outfield wall, there was businesses from left center all the way to right of the Baton Rouge business community that supported Southern University baseball. They were bought into what it was Coach Kadar was selling. And that was Southern University baseball. And creating a legacy that would live on, having people talking about it for a long time. Now, I'm not sure where do we go from here in terms of continuing that legacy. Do we build a statue? Do we change the name from Lee Hines Field to Roger Kadar? Of course, once the baseball field was built, years later, you got the Roger Kadar Fieldhouse back there, in which the baseball team now has the luxury of having the lockers and facilities and everything else. But just what he meant for the program, building it from the ground up, literally with the baseball stadium, with the field house, and making Southern University nationally known with his baseball program, getting victories all across the place, numerous regional tournaments. And not only that, you think about what he helped create, even in today's time, the HBCU Swingman Classic, which exists today during MLB All-Star Weekend, which gives HBCU baseball players from the SWAC and the MEAC opportunities to showcase themselves on a national stage during the biggest weekend of Major League Baseball. You think about things like the Andre Dawson Classic, the Urban Invitational. All of these were created from the mind of Roger Kadar working with Major League Baseball to bring the spotlight to HBCUs. Not only that, think about the Negro League days. You want a history of the Negro League, and a lot of people just, it has been so long, a lot of people, it is forgotten history for a lot of people, unknown history for most. And Southern University typically representing and bringing attention back to the Negro League with the Negro League jerseys, which I always love, by the way. And in his later years, being able to hear his commentary during SWAC baseball tournaments, hearing his commentary doing multiple games throughout the country of HBCU baseball classics, and creating opportunities of a blueprint to show great players come from HBCUs. Don't overlook it. And although times change, he still found a way after coaching to give back to the HBCUs by working with Major League Baseball and Ken Griffey Jr. and coming up with the concept of the HBCU Swingman Classic. Phenomenal work. And the legacy will continue even with him being gone. The stories will continue even with him being gone. The impact will continue even with him being gone. Because of the countless lives that he was able to make an impression upon, the countless stories that he was able to change lives with, and the countless funds that he was able to bring into Southern to build something that otherwise was not there in terms of facilities in which we able to enjoy today. That's who he was. That's the legacy that he has left. And I, for one, was damn glad to be able to spend time to understand that legacy the best that I could, to hear those stories and get better understanding about a lot of things that came before me, and to get understanding about how to view the worlds in front of me. He helped me understand that. He gave me a lot of game. He put me in a lot of positions to help me see and network with those in the world around me. That's who Coach Roger Kadar was. So I thought I'd share my part about who he was with me. As we continue forward with the show, I start to have guests that'll be able to tell you who he was to the part to them. So let's get ready to take a break, everybody. And we come back on the other side, we'll continue more of the Jaguar Journey. Y'all stick with me as today we use this show to remember the late, great, the legendary Southern University baseball coach Roger Kadar. All right, y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, we're back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning. Glad to have you guys with us, man, as we continue to get things going this morning. As I say, today's show is dedicated to the great Roger Kadar, legendary baseball coach. And guess what? We got to talk to who's the head baseball coach right now at Southern University, my man, Coach Chris Crenshaw. Good morning, Coach Crenshaw.
Yeah, good morning.
Man, for you, you are continuing the legacy at Southern University, being the head coach there. Something you played for Coach Kadar. Now you're in a position that he was in, transforming lives, bringing young people to Southern University. And for you, man, talk about the impact that Coach Kadar was for you coming to Southern.
It was a big impact. Like, I don't know, a lot of people know I met Coach when I was 14, so he had a big impact on me when I was 14. I showed up and played for him, and I called him and asked him for his blessing to come back to Southern to be an assistant coach. So he's always been there for me whenever I needed and when I didn't need it. So we had a great relationship. Gonna miss him.
You look at the impact of what he was to Southern baseball, man. Talk about that impact of building this program into the national powerhouse that it was and that it still is.
He spent a lot of time. He used to tell us stories about how he would drive, get in the car and just drive to find players, and always on the phone. And then when he got players to show up, he had to find ways to show them that he was there for them, and he would go out and fundraise and talk to people just to so we could have some stuff. And he was always on the go and doing what he could for us.
You know, now that you're the head guy of the program and you look back and you see what he was able to do for the program, and you can see it now being in his shoes, how much work was that Coach Kadar was doing to get a stadium built, to get a field house built, to get the recruiting? You know, now that you're in that position, you're looking like, damn, this man did the job of many.
Yeah, he did. But he knew how to get people's attention and draw them in and buy into his story. Like his book, Against All Odds, he really was. And like you said, he had a stadium built. He had lights put in. He had the clubhouse built. And he was one that would tell you he was going to do something, then he would go out and get it done. That clubhouse, he talked about that when I was playing for him. And then when he finally got it, he called a lot of us and told us, hey, it's gonna be open. I want y'all to come see it. And now I get to walk into it every day.
You know, you get to walk into the Roger Kadar Baseball Fieldhouse every day. Give me a memorable story that you can remember of Coach Kadar, either while he was coaching, after coaching, or just picking up the phone, calling you, saying, Crenshaw, what's going on?
It's so many. We had a saying. I would say, I'm holding your hand. He was like, I'm holding yours, too. He said that when I first got into coaching, became the head coach, because he knew I had been an assistant coach for so long, and he knew it was a lot different being in the head coach's role. And I used to always ask him to help me with the fundraising, just how to handle certain situations. He was like, I'm going to hold your hand. He told me that when I was 14, and he still said that. So every time someone would come by, I would call. He was like, I know I'm holding your hand. And I used to be like, Coach, you going to help me fundraise? And he used to say, I'm not ready yet. I'm not motivated. I was like, man, I need you to get motivated. And one day he got motivated and he showed me what to do, how to do it. And I went out and I sold like 3 signs in a week. And he was like, you're going to get told no. And sometimes you just got to cut a deal with the people that you want to buy into what you're trying to do. And he was right. You got to cut a deal sometimes, because sometimes, like, one year they're going to have the money, then the next year they're not going to have the money. So you got to work a deal with them to keep invested in what you're trying to build. And that's one. I remember in the 21 season, we had a little skid going, and he called to check on me. He was like, I thought you would be mad. I was like, no, Coach, I'm not mad. I'm bothered that we're losing, but I'm not mad. He was like, wow. I was like, I got so many players hurt. And I was like, I don't have my real team, so how can I be mad at these kids for doing the best they can, and we just not winning? He was like, I never looked at it that way. He was like, you got some experience on you. I said, nah, not like you. He was like, well, just keep showing up every day. Keep showing up every day, and it's going to happen. And I was like, Coach, I promise you, if I get everybody healthy, we can win the championship. And he was like, okay, Christopher. He called me Christopher. Okay, Christopher. And lo and behold, that 21 season, we got healthy the week before the tournament started, like that weekend before. I got everybody back. We played those 3 games that weekend for the first time for my opening day lineup. And then we played good the whole tournament. And we won it. And after the tournament, he came up to me. He said, you said if you had all your players, you could win a championship. And I said, I was telling myself that, but I had to speak it into believing. And he was like, keep doing that. And get those guys a day off. Stay out of the weight room so much. The weight room is not for everybody. I'd be like, Coach, they got to be strong. They will be. Sometimes you just got to back off of them.
Let me ask you this, Coach Crenshaw. With his legacy, how will, for you, Coach Roger Kadar be remembered from his legacy?
Man, just bringing in people from all over, getting them to understand and believe and to buy in what he wanted us to do. I mean, he talked about winning, but it was more so doing stuff, trying to do the right thing all the time. And he talked about all his stories were true stories. And he talked about how people came from all, like I said, he talked about how people came from all over to buy into one thing and to push that. And I mean, we won a lot of games. He won a lot of games. And it was all about product of putting in the work and good things that happen for you.
Well, Coach Crenshaw, I appreciate you for coming on this morning, man, and sharing your stories, talking about the legacy of Coach Roger Kadar. Now that you hold the very seat in which he held for 33 years and continuing that legacy, man, I don't know what we got to do moving forward at Southern. Maybe petition, I don't know, to get Lee Hines Field renamed Roger Kadar. I don't know if we got to get fundraising to build a statue, but I think we're going to have to do something here in the future or have a classic weekend or something in order to have to continue that legacy and his name moving forward on behalf of Southern University Baseball.
Yeah, me and my staff during the season last year, we talked about doing a Roger Kadar tournament during the season, either the first or the second or the third weekend, or picking a swag weekend and doing it. But it's something. I think there is something we could do because it's Lehigh Stadium. It could be Lehigh Stadium at Roger Kadar Field.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. That's something that the administration got to think about. I'm open and we'll listen to anything. He built it, so, and I'm just here to take care of it while I can. So I'm going to do the best I can to keep pushing Southern forward and to being the brand that we are. And hopefully somebody will come along and want to do something like that for him.
Well, Coach Crenshaw, man, I appreciate you this morning coming on, man. And thank you for the stories and continue that legacy in which he built upon, man, and keep doing your thing.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. All right, that was the voice of Coach Chris Crenshaw, the head baseball coach over at Southern University. Let's get ready to take a break, everybody. When we come back on the side, we'll continue more of talking about the legacy of the great and the legendary Roger Kadar. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, we're back. It is the Jaguar Journal. I am Pierre White. Glad to have you guys with us, of course. As we pay tribute today to the great and the legendary Roger Kadar, I have East Baton Rouge District Attorney here in the studio with me today, Hill Lamore. Good morning.
Good morning, man. Glad to be here.
Hey, glad to have you. Now, a lot of people may not know, and they may know, that you and Coach Kadar had a wonderful relationship. And I know he always would tell me about doing Thanksgiving, coming over to your place, and you guys did a lot of turkeys for the community together.
Yeah, you needed to have a lot of food when he came by. It wasn't just Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And probably for the last 15, 20 years, we've been doing the same thing for some time. And, you know, it's good to be here, but such a bad note that Roger's passed.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a big man, but even a bigger heart. That's the guy. He cared for everybody. I don't care if you were related to him or not. He cared for everyone. He cared about the city. He developed a really special relationship with Skip Burtman to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other coaches succeeding Skip. And the two of them, particularly with Skip, got the two programs together when maybe they didn't have to and never would have before. And I think it really helped both the universities and the city see these two legendary coaches together. And like I said, he's going to be sorely missed just as a person, but in the baseball field.
And your son played for him, correct?
Sure did.
And how did your relationship with Coach Kadar blossom into a friendship?
We've just been knowing each other over the years, and he always had the kids in the community at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always wondering what could he do as Southern baseball coach to get kids to Lee Hines Field and for them to come there and see a different sport that they maybe not used to playing. And so we always used him as our mentor. And he spoke to the kids who are really highly at risk. Every time we had that type of meeting, which was called a call-in, mm-hmm. he would be there and he would speak to these kids. And he's one that everybody would recognize. I mean, he's hard to hide. And
with that unique voice.
And his voice. And so everyone paid attention when he was there, and he gave the right message always.
For you, looking at his legacy, how would you think that lasting legacy will have an imprint not only for Southern, but the baseball community nationally?
So I had the fortune of flying to Omaha with him when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame with Rookie Weeks. And he invited me to go, and Des Moines Rutledge and some others from here went. And I really knew Roger was big, but he would never tell you he's big and never let you know. But I'm going to tell you, as a baseball fan for 50 years or more now, watching college baseball, when those who were leading in baseball at the time, and the California-type teams and mm-hmm. Oklahoma teams, when those coaches were there at that Hall of Fame and they were being inducted or they had been inducted, each and every one of those folks that I knew as being legendary, they went out of their way to talk to Roger because they knew Roger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, how do these guys know Roger from the SWAC, and he was that big, although maybe not ever winning the national championship or being there to play? They understood what he did, where he came from, how he built that program, and these guys looked up to Roger Cato. I was really, really happy and pleased and honored to be there with him. And then Ricky Weeks, I mean, what can you say? One of the best players ever, surely, to come out of Southern, but any college, won the Golden Spikes Award,
mm-hmm.
went on to play with Milwaukee. Fortunate that he's kept a really good relationship with Roger, and to hear Roger tell the story of how he drafted or got Ricky to Baton Rouge, and Ricky's mom, it was Ricky's mom,
mm-hmm.
and Ricky said, that's the guy I want you to play for. So it was that caliber of a person talking to children, young kids, young men at their homes with their parents, and that's the man he was.
Looking at Southern University moving forward and honoring Coach Roger Cadar, your thoughts on what could be done and ideas moving forward and how the community can be a part of that?
Yeah. Well, you got a great coach right now, Chris Crenshaw, who I know you just spoke with.
Mm-hmm.
Good man. He does a fundraiser every year. Unfortunately, his fundraiser is around the same week as LSU baseball, which draws big attention. I know personally there's a ton of LSU baseball supporters that want to help Southern. We need to figure out a way to make Coach Crenshaw's banquet and fundraiser bigger and better. Southern's field is not where it should be. Roger's done a lot, so has the other coaches and administration, and Tony Clayton, to build that up. And it's going, I think it's going to just go even bigger now with Roger's passing. I was laughing about, you talked about building a statue of Roger.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't afford a life-size statue.
It's too big.
I'm not sure where we put it. But I think that surely naming the field, but even having a statue, something special.
Mm-hmm.
That not just the baseball community of Southern, I think the entire city and the parish and the state needs to get behind Roger. He was in the Hall of Fame, many Hall of Fames now.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot let what he's done go by.
And I talked about that. It didn't matter what community, both black or white, he was able to go out and network rooms and meet people and bring people together and sell Southern University baseball and show what he was building. And with that, there's a community out here of people. Like I said, if you went to Southern games during his tenure, you look from left field to center field all the way to right, you saw nothing but businesses promoted out there and marketed in that field, on that field. And of course, the entire stadium, everything needs an upgrade over there. Of course it does.
Absolutely.
And it's, how do we now, without Roger being here, allow his legacy to continue by bringing those businesses in and say, hey, Southern needs this investment, particularly for this program in which he built?
Yeah, I think we probably need to name it the Roger Cadar Foundation for the advancement of Southern baseball. But I was laughing, you're talking about Roger and unifying black and whites, or it didn't matter what your color was, but you got to remember, Roger, I think, went to every country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He had players from Romania, you name it.
This hat he brought back from Colombia. Oh, he gave me this hat.
Colombia, Panama, you mm-hmm. name it. I mean, the man's been there. We always had to check his schedule to see where he was, what he was doing at the time. But he always had a story. But yeah, I mean, he went to other countries. He didn't care what color you were, what language you spoke. You know, in fact, he had a very good relationship with Fernando, who was a player for him as a coach. And I think if you talk to Fernando, Fernando is not from this country, but I think he'll tell you that coach is like a father, and he saved his life and changed his whole trajectory of his life. So he's touched so many different people. I know me particularly, just as a person and as the DA and as a father of a son who played for him, just such a good man.
Let's talk about the part of you are one of a group that has been handling affairs now that he is transitioned. Yeah. What is moving forward with service information and anything for people out there to know? Yeah. How can they pay their respects to Roger Kadar?
So, you know, his sister, who is a trip, man, she's a nice lady, and she's a hoot. I did know when I went to visit Roger a few days before he died across the river with his sister. She was trying to make him, have him wake up to talk, as you know he would, because you've been there yourself. And she would talk about, she would call him Roger, and then she slipped up and called him Tootie. And I said, hold on, what are you talking about, Tootie? I said, you calling this big man Tootie? She said, well, that's his name. That's what we always called him as a young man growing up, a little boy growing up, Tootie. I said, man, I'm glad I didn't know that. I'm glad I did not know that when the man could listen to me and talk. But so... his services are going to be all at the Southern Benny Dome this Monday. Visitation from 3 to 6, service at 6 to 7. You know, we have a list of speakers that will speak. And then after that, I believe that his body will be cremated and ashes given to his sister. And Dusty Baker, unfortunately, cannot make it. He and Dusty developed a very good relationship. We were able to arrange a meeting and a dinner at Chris's Steakhouse between Coach Kadar, Will Clark of San Francisco Giants some time ago, and Dusty Baker. And so they all met, and Skip Bourbon will also be one of the speakers at his service. So you're going to pay respect for him, and hopefully a lot of people will show up to pay their respects to him.
I'll definitely be there. And although I'm not one of the speakers, I'm using my platform today to make sure I speak to the Baton Rouge community and those across the world who are watching on our lives to understand his impact and what he meant. Because it went far beyond the diamond. It was the impact of the young men's lives, as he told me, a lot of, you know, bringing them in as boys, turning them into men, getting the business community to buy into what he was doing, and never taking no. Against all odds, he'll tell you what that means to him coming. He said, he called me PPJ. I never thought I would make it out of the fields of New Rose and become something.
He would always say that, but. You know, he gave me, he told me about his book. He gave me his book, and I read it. And after I read it, I said, damn. You know, I really, this guy's been my friend for a long time. I had no idea of what he and his family had gone through for him to get to where he was. And he told his dad, Tootie told his dad that I'm not staying on the farm anymore. I'm going to get an education. I'm going to play sports. And sure enough, he did it. And this is the man, when he left, couldn't read or write, and then learned his way. I think he also got a master's degree at Southern, and went on to teach everyone else things that he never would have done had he just stayed the course. But his book, people need to read his book to see what he's been through, and it makes him more of a gem after you've read his book to know that he will never tell you he had it really rough. He had it difficult. He would tell you how good he had it. And in fact, when you read his book, it was an extremely tough life that he came up with. But against all odds, he made it. And he made it, not only made it, he made it good. He made it the best. He made it inspirational for everyone. It's going to be a sad day, Monday. But you have to always remember, he would never want you to be sad or cry. He's going to want you to say, let's move forward, get finish what you got to do. Understand, but let's move on. Let's make Southern the best it can be.
Make Southern the best it can be, and he always made sure he put Southern first. And anytime I had conversation with him about anything, he never he always gave somebody else the credit. He was I was just a vessel, but it was about the young men. It was about everybody else. I just did my part, and that's the legacy that he will be remembered for, especially when you get all those former players who are going to come in. Yeah. I've been seeing across social media so many heartfelt messages of, hey, man, I was just this kid out of the mean streets of Chicago coaching. You came to those mean streets and pulled me out and gave me an opportunity. That's what he'll be remembered for. And you're talking about professionals from MLB to community leaders to former players to people all across the nation. He meant something not only for Southern, but for HBCUs, for the black community, for the white community, baseball community.
Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And he was the driver in Major League Baseball for inner city youth. And he'll be remembered for a lot of things that a lot of people don't know because he's not one to toot his own horn. But you need to read about it. It is. It's spectacular.
Well, I mean, Hiller Moore, I thank you for coming in this morning. Everybody, that's the voice of Hiller Moore. He's the district attorney of East Baton Rouge. Thank you for coming in because you shared a lot of time, spent a lot of time with Coach Roger Cato, and I thank you for coming in and sharing those stories and giving us information for his upcoming service this Monday. Visitation from 3 to 6 to service, 6 to 7 at the F.G. Clark Activity Center, also known as the Mini Dome on the campus of Southern University. Appreciate you for coming in this morning.
My honor to be here for him.
All right, everybody, let's get ready to take a break. When we come back, we're at the top of the hour. We'll continue more of paying tribute and talking about the great and the legendary Roger Cato. You guys stay tuned. We'll be back more to Jaguar Journal.